Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Late on Tuesday night, there was an explosion on an offshore oil rig that started a massive fire. 126 workers were aboard the rig. Most of them are safe and accounted for. They've been reunited with their loved ones, as we've been hearing all morning. 7 are critically injured. 11 remain missing. Joining us now, Dave Cohen. He's the news director of WWL Radio in Louisiana. This explosion took place 52 miles south of Venice, Louisiana. Dave, what do we know about at all what caused this explosion?
They have no idea at this point. The fire is still burning out of control as crude oil spews out of this rig. It is hundreds of feet into the air with flames and thousands of feet with thick black smoke. They can't even get the fire extinguished yet to start determining what caused the explosion that led to the fire. And they've just now begun debriefing the crew members who survived and have been returned to dry land to find out what they saw, heard, and think may have happened.
As we've been hearing, the Coast Guard is still looking for 11 workers who are missing. Is there any clue at all to whether or not they made it safely off of the rig?
There really is not. The Coast Guard and the owners of the rig have insisted that every method they've used to determine if anyone was still on board have indicated that all 126 people did get off of the rig. What they don't know is how these 11 people got off, if indeed they did. They can't find any lifeboats, any of these escape pods that are on board these rigs, or any evidence of these people in the water. They're adding air assets today after searching through the night with night vision to try and see if they can determine where these folks may be. They even use computer modeling and putting in information like wind speeds and wave heights to try and figure out where these folks, were they in the water, would have ended up. But so far, they've had absolutely no luck and say, very frankly, they don't know where these 11 people are.
In the past 9 years or so, there have been 858 fires and explosions in the Gulf. That's coming from the Federal Mineral Management Service. But Mary Landry, a Rear Admiral with the U.S. Coast Guard, says a fire of this size is actually pretty rare. Here she is.
The offshore industry in the Gulf of Mexico is they've been in business for years. It's very sophisticated equipment, very high standards of safety, and they prepare all the time for these types of incidents, but these are very, very unusual occurrences.
So do we have any idea if the correct safety protocols were in place at this rig?
Well, we talked with Rear Admiral Landry, representatives from BP, as well as the rig's owner and the Minerals Management Service and the Interior Department, and asked them point blank. And they said the rig has been inspected multiple times over the last several months and that everything came back with a clean bill of health as far as safety. They said it was very unusual. They said, normally if you have this sort of an explosion and fire, there's warnings that there is a problem with the pipeline, pressure building up, oil going in the wrong places or whatever the case may be that leads to something like this. They said this came with absolutely no warning. So at this point, they're baffled. They don't know what caused the explosion that sparked this massive fire that, you know, we can see from the Louisiana coast now is still burning wildly with all this crude oil spewing through the pipeline, coming out and getting almost completely burned off with fire hundreds of feet into the air and black, thick smoke making clouds thousands of feet into the air.
Well, they're still searching, as I said, for 11 missing workers, and that's kind of a horrible picture on an Earth Day especially. Dave Cohen is the news director for WWL Radio in Louisiana.